it's time for Jimmy's Meat Waffle Emporium. We're open this year for all your meat waffle needs. We have waffles made out of meat. And you can put barbecue sauce and butter and syrup all over your waffles.
Just like Grandma used to make.
So bring Grandma, bring Johnny, bring Uncle Jimmy, bring the spitting bucket, and you'll have a good old time. Butter!
Chicago.
Syrup! Waffles! Everything you could ever want in your tummy!
Jimmy's Meat Waffle Emporium.
Somebody once told and asked me,
"What does funk mean to you?" I couldn't answer that question until I met Sweet Baby Lou. May our souls sunder not over a baby that will surely rot. For heaven hath no room for a villain who has dedicated his life to chillin'. Now, even though alcohol oft filled his liver, let us never forget that Lou was a giver. Sweet Baby stormed my castle on a funky steed and left me in a higher state of mind indeed. Keep the music in your heart, my friend, and know that death is not the end. Funk off, my fickle friend.
Sweet Baby Lou's Memorial Funeral Concert Benefit Show. If you'd like to call in and donate,
the number is 443-545-3691.
Or say some nice words about Lou, if you know him. And if not, that's okay too.
Yeah, anybody knew him, really. Anyways, we've been playing music for you all day here at the funeral.
We're going to keep it coming.
Just like Lou.
He always kept it coming.
Came everywhere.
And it was inconvenient.
I wrote this one after an all-night binge with Lou. And I'm playing at the VFW Friday night at 7:30, so everybody come.
It was Lou's favorite place.
Yeah, me and Lou. Yeah.
Lou.
Yeah.
Stop exploiting Lou.
Exploit Lou. Oh,
God. This one's called Morning Coming.
Now, Nick.
the Reverends of Funk as Peter Rizzo and Charlie Felder. But before then, Sweet Baby Lou and the Reverends of Funk was hosted by none other than Sweet Baby Lou, who at the time was known as Sweet Baby Lou, the Reverend of Funk. However, the long road to becoming the Reverend of Funk was fraught with danger, intrigue, broken hearts, and excommunication.
Give me your confession, my son.
Well, I'm just gonna get some things.
Lou?
But, Father!
Lou, what are you doing in the confessional? Get out.
Well,
I talked to you tonight at dinner. What?
I have some things to confess, Father.
Well, I suppose. Very well.
I've fallen in love.
Lou?
I've fallen in love with the funk.
No.
I know we've been leaving Lou.
Speak no more. Recant.
No.
Recant this blasphemy.
I don't agree with the funk crusades, Father. I don't agree with them.
Lou, it has been ordained by our Holy Father and God that the funk shall not be preached or followed. It is a bile.
But there's something about it, Father. I can't get away from it.
It's like a poison. It infuses into your very
it's
soul.
It's the only thing that's right in this world, Father.
Recant, or your soul risks damnation and you risk excommunication, Lou.
I'd rather be damned in a world of funk than be
then I cast
not damned
out.
In a...
I cast ye out of my confessional church.
No! Ah!
Tonight, live in studio.
Raw.
You'll be excited.
Raw.
You'll like it.
It's enjoyable.
You'll have a good time.
Smile, why don't you?
Raw.
Enamel.
Raw.
Enamel.
How raw is it?
It's the rawest enamel you'll ever see, hear, listen to.
Live. Their new album, WMUA.org. Tonight, I'll...
However wrong about Sweet Baby Lou and all he's done, but he was a grand funk master, born and trained, one of a kind, with four first names. He knew the funk like Luke Skywalker knew the Force, which is to say it screwed his grandma for fun. He may not be worthy of James Brown's crown, but Sweet Baby Lou had funk skills of which to be proud. He could play sax like Mako Parker on really good crack. He could strum the bass like Bootsy Collins while stretching out. The man could beat a drum, second to none, save for Motown Benny. He was no Hendrix with his six-string skills, but would knock your dick in the dirt. He tried to help a brother out, but also steal his shirt. He stole blood, he stole drugs, he stole women, yeah, he stole love. But it was always okay, 'cause at the end of the day, he gave freely of the funk. He's got a switchblade smile. There. physical masturbation while enjoying psychedelic methodologies. Now he would always give him himself, took what he pleased. I mean, he really gave himself to way too many whores. Like a Latter-day Saint, he shared the gospel of funk, even if he spoke too much. His message did spread like any good virus. The funk was heard for miles and miles. His fame grew hard, hard and fast. He knew what he needed and formed the Funkadelic cast. Christened the reverend of funk, to share his message and pay for his junk. And to this day, while there are saints away, the reverends keep the party going. But he came back, better than bad, with some damn fine high-grade dope. Cause even the devil can't keep him down, especially as always with the reverend's help. Always drove a Ford, except when driving other stolen cars, and owed money to bars. Sure, he left us with outstanding debts, a million bad checks, and overdue rent. See, he'd ask you for money, but he'd never pay you back. He'd say, times is hard and methadone's expensive, and so is good quality crack. And those hating police always on his case. You can understand why he'd need a hand. He's been locked up a dozen times, but he never did get sodomized. Cause he's such a good guy. He was committed, yes, a while back. He lost his mind and crawled his way back. He was set free, yes indeed, by you and me. Our love, you see.
And we are back here at Sweet Baby Lou's Memorial Funeral / Benefit Concert Bonanza.
That was touching.
And we've just been overwhelmed by the outpouring of calls and support for people who loved Lou. We're going to introduce our next act, Frills.
We have the Frills who loved Lou.
Who loved Lou? Is that Lou's mom?
I don't know. I don't remember what she looked like.
She's,
I only saw
tallish with like kind of short. I only ever saw
the silhouette profile that he carried.
Does anyone have a lighter?
Whoa.
I have a limp Paul Mall that I've been hugging inside my bosom for the whole bus ride over
Lou's
here.
Lou's mom? Lou, we've
It's an honor to be here. Who are you talking about now?
Your son.
Baby I'm sorry. Lou? I've been in mourning of for weeks. That they took out the old Burger King in my hometown and they replaced it with a Taco Bell.
I mean, we called you.
I've been devastated. it's been really hard. Luckily, the morning menu includes a breakfast burrito, so I've been drowning myself. Who are you talking about again?
We called you a dozen times. This is your son's funeral / benefit concert.
My son.
Your son.
Yes. Do I get paid for this? Excuse me, was I going to get paid
this
for this?
This is a benefit concert.
It's a benefit concert.
A benefit for me, the grieving mother, right? Right? Is that the way it goes?
Well, it's to pay off Lou's massive debts, which, I mean, legally...
Debts to me. I hugged him. See, that Paul Mall in my bosom was also him.
Wow. Well, that's beautiful. Do you have anything to say about your son's passing that you just found out about?
I think I'd like to hear these frilly people do their thing right here. Yes. That's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
God, I'm sure Lou would have wanted to. God bless the number 5 on the menu at Taco Bell. We believe in you. we believe.
Thank you for that completely inappropriate
thank
response.
Thank you, Miss Lou.
Thank you, Mama Lou.
Yourself staring at the bib around your child's neck, wondering why you're not entertained.
Do you ever wonder whether or not you might laugh harder while staring at your child if that bib was vaguely racist or vaguely sexist?
Well, now you can with Jeffrey's racist and or sexist bibs.
They come in a whole variety of colors.
Like blue.
And white.
And the Confederate flag.
So buy your child a vaguely racist or vaguely sexist bib today.
Because when they do, they'll learn
that these things exist
while you're eating.
Vaguely racist and vaguely sexist bibs.
They're a hoot.
So buy one.
If you're a racist.
Or a sexist.
Out on the road again.
Driving full force towards Amherst.
Route 95 to be exact.
Murder on the loose.
Murdered one sweet baby Lou.
We gonna find who did it.
And as we driving, We're hearing that wind tap against the glass.
It's whispering one word.
Justice.
Justice.
And we're gonna find whoever did it. Or die trying.
Do we have to die?
Do you not want to die?
Well, it's just that I have lunch plans tomorrow.
I saw your ad on Craigslist.
This is Big Daddy Lou, and well, thanks for letting me know that my wife has left. She still has a restraining order against me, so I really appreciate that. I wrote a haiku for my baby boy's funeral. He was a young boy, then he became a big boy, then he became a meth addict. When he was just a little tykes, he told me that he had an okay day once. I twitched because my ex-wife came from behind me and tried to give me a lobotomy with a Wendy's spork. I lost quite a bit of blood that night and was arrested for exposing myself to kids at a 24-hour Walmart. I was found innocent because of my head problem, but I lost custody of my baby boy, and I never saw him again. But, you guys still consider him my baby boy, right? I mean, I get to go through his house and take whatever I want. I mean, no one told me I couldn't. I heard there was a reading of his will last week. I was at a gas station in Palmer using a mirror to look at people under the stalls and next to me and show them my goods. If you know what Papa Lou talking about, a favorite pastime of Papa Lou. Okay, well, I was just interested in maybe acquiring some things from him. I heard he had a lot of things and he was a very successful musician. But if anybody could tell me about
Dad. This is a benefit concert for your son. Who died?
Well, he hadn't really benefited me much, except for all the...
I hated Lou as much as the next person, but...
For all the court expenses and whatnot. And,
you've really sunk to a new low.
Mr. Okay. Whittaker, it's time to go back to prison.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.
It was great to
have you. We are very sorry about this.
I want my money, Lou!
Welcome back to the Sweet Baby Lou benefit concert. For the death of Baby Lou Rodham Whittaker Jr.
He left us.
He died last week, suddenly and tragically, in a mystery that's still unsolved.
But I hear the authorities are working on it, though.
They're working hard.
Aren't they always?
And if you're with your continued support and continued listenership, continued donations...
Checks made out to cash.
And phone calls.
Made out to cash.
Or else Morty will kill himself.
I will. I've done it many times
then
before.
Then maybe we can just not have to go to prison and be executed.
That's what I'd prefer. I like doing this show.
I like being alive.
Lou!
Music.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen the joke was on me. I looked at the skies, running my hands over my eyes, and I fell out of bed, hurting my head from things that I'd said. I
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, I remember Sweet Baby Lou. It seems like just yesterday we were on that fantastic road trip. It was just me and Sweet Baby Lou and you know, everybody else in the van. And I just couldn't believe so much gas was in one person. And that none of the windows worked. It was unbelievable, and I've really, it's, my mind is very vague as far as what happened because of all the methane that was seeped into my brain, but for some reason, I had a great time, and I wouldn't trade it for anything, not all the fresh air in the world.
Do you want your child to have a good time this summer? Then bring them on down to Guadalajara, Mexico for the Raging Bull Bullfighting Summer Camp. They'll do everything. Bullfighting, bull running, sword wielding, sequin suit fashioning. They'll do everything. Now don't forget, registration is by Cinco de Mayo this year, so don't forget to pay your 50 peso deposit. Now just ask this pattern on what she thought.
A little one came back with a dysentery.
Oh, they'll get everything they need. They'll get a sequin suit, a sword, and their very own bull. Now how about these other parents?
The doctors had to remove little baggies of cocaine from my child's stomach.
Doesn't that sound great? Now, if you want your child to have a muy bueno summer, then bring them on down to the Raging Bull Bullfighting Summer Camp in Guadalajara, Mexico. Because when they come down, they're going to have a raging bull of a time.
We're back here.
I see Baby Lou.
This is Sweet Baby Lou's funeral and memorial benefit concert.
And we've got the Frills with us. And
Andy's sorry.
And Andy's sorry. Andy's been with us since midnight, really. Morning.
Thank you, Andy.
Hey,
Andy.
Hey.
Would you like to say anything about Sweet Baby Lou?
Yeah, this song is I wrote as a eulogy for him. It's called Ballad of a Junkie.
It's beautiful.
That's about right.
Thinking of an old friend, his name was Baby Lou. An old friend that you might be too. He had an old habit, a worse of the kind. Left him always scrounging for that last dime. Dismissing any form of time. He laid his guitar down to wither on the floor. Then he sent it away to that pawn store. As if Baby Lou had never played before. I play for you, I know you did. On an old chair, he confessed was his throne. It was always better when he was left alone. When he was left all by his own. Shades drawn, coughing, killed the light of day. Baby Lou, he lost 1,000 pounds in the most mysterious way. In the most mysterious way. on the way to downtown. I shivered as I felt the coaster all around. I should have guessed where Baby Lou was bound. A body, a paleness, a tranquil bag of bones. Beethoven was howling over his tones. That last echo escaped in the home.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah. That was a moving song about Lou.
I'm sure Lou would have loved it. We believe. I believe that.
If Lou could love anything.
If Lou could love anything, it would be a song like that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
Oh, you are so welcome.
And thanks for all the callers who keep calling in. This is, once again, Sweet Baby Lou's memorial funeral / benefit concert bonanza.
Yeah.
And it's going to be going till 6 in the morning.
Because that's all the time they'd give us.
And we've got the Frills. Please make us some money. Please.
Save our lives.
Your trap. In these tough economic times, it's easy to get frustrated when you notice that your 10-year-old is not contributing to the household income.
I want ice cream.
All he does is eat your cupboard bare and lighten the weight of your wallet. Well, parents, there's light at the end of this dreadful tunnel. Send your kid to the newly built Ludlow Child Labor Camp. Sure, it's illegal and inhumane, but do you have an alternative? We'll teach your child not to be so goddamn hungry, and that life is pain. Better they learn it now. So send your child to the Ludlow Child Labor Camp, because youth is folly, hunger is weakness, and life is pain.
I don't like ice cream anymore.
up the bomb or not. Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man.
I just wanted to share some memories with Sweet Baby Lou. I want to remember the good times, like how every major holiday I've known him, Lou gave the gift of generous yet inappropriate gift of prostitutes, having swearing, "No sweat, man, I didn't pay a dime." I never knew how he got away with what he did, or the connections he made, and how the few times I was here at the studio, he'd walk in his boxers and bathrobe, a lady on his arms, he would tip his fedora and say, "Where you is you at, brothers?" I never knew what it meant. He could be kind of incomprehensible after his marathon drug use, but he always sounded so cool when he did it. Now, a lot of unflattering stories of Lou have been surfacing in the last couple days. For instance, you may have heard the rumor circulating that he killed and gutted a puppy.
Not true!
It's not true.
Sure, it may have happened. No one's going to deny that. But we're forgetting that Lou did it to feed a starving homeless child in return for what Lou rightfully thought was drugs. And though maybe not all of us would skin and gut a puppy for a bump of baking soda from a crippled homeless child, we can all understand that he did it out of the goodness of his heart, as well as his insatiable appetite for drugs. You see, Lou is not the smartest man. That's not what I'm here to remember him by. He was a man just trying to make his mark, trying to do some good in this cruel world, living according to his massive heart. And Lou lived large. Whether it was mingling with famous musicians or getting into some kind of trouble, there was no one quite like him. And Lou did live large. I mean, who else do you know could get Buddy Guy to come to play at your house party because he owed him a favor? Just as long as you keep it on the down low. Only Lou. Who else do you know had a connection to a chemist named Frederique who could custom make any sort of drug you needed at a friends and family discount. A man who was basically the fire and ice of concocting narcotics. No one but Lou. Who else could give that trademark smile and a wink that made you just feel like a king? And from what I've heard, the authorities are searching for pieces of Lou's body strewn across Route 9. But me, I don't have to search. Because I know a piece of Lou will always be in my heart, and the hearts of everyone who knew him. Now, maybe none of us could spend time with Lou without missing a watch or money from our wallet by the end of the night.
He always stole from me.
He did. But Lou always gave back more than he took, with his love and his friendship and his funk. And that just might be the theme of this memorial, the theme of his life. A man always giving way more than you are comfortable with, whether it's drugs or prostitutes or old stolen Casio stereos from the 80s, or just his friendship. A man always doing reckless and morally reprehensible acts all out of the goodness of his heart. But no, I don't think so. It would be impossible to sum up Lou's life so simply. Lou was much more than that. He was a great friend, a great musician, a great radio host, a great man, a prince. I'm honored to be able to say that I was even a small part of Lou's life, and he a big part of mine. I'll always remember you, Lou. Thanks for the memories.
Truer words were never said.
Let us remember him like that. He gave more. Motown, man.
Oh, yeah.
You have a few words to say about Lou?
Really, I can't even put the words together. He was such an awesome person. So I thank the young man over there said it all. And by the way everybody shared tears and made themselves meek and everything, I think that's all need to be said about this man.
He gave you your wallet back.
Yeah. I would have loved to know his address, some of the things that he did and visit him. You know,
so would we.
When people pass and go away, we got to think about the good times, you know, not just the sad times. So...
Amen.
I would have loved to have been. You ever seen that poster say, well, I won't say that, but a friend of mine. Thank y'all.
True words have never been said.
Beautiful.
You want to even play a song, baby, for us?
Okay, but before I do anything here, I'd like to. Jay Bird, you want to say swing high, swing low like a buzzard crow? Are you up to saying anything?
Let's all have some fun.
Okay.
Lou would have wanted Lou would have wanted some good fun. Yeah.
And I'd like to introduce Will Letterman, play with Max Roach. Will, you want to tell him about some of the people you play with?
Well, actually, I'm not into dropping names, but I did an interview here about maybe 10 years ago. Formerly, I was associate professor here in the Afro-Am Music Department, associate to Professor Shep, Archie Shep. And my genre is a little different from this, but I've learned through the years to incorporate all genres in my music. Jazz is my genre.
And Lou hated
sort
jazz.
Of like new
hated
jazz. Sort of like new jazz, you know? Out jazz, reggae, the Black Rebels, Rasta John, who's now Alchemistics, and so that affiliation helped me broaden my concept. I recorded two CDs, produced them, and did an interview here some years ago, and those CDs aren't quite available now. I have the hard drive, but at some point they will be finished and distributed. But to get back to the man of the hour, Benny, who I've known
for Motown Man.
Motown Man.
Go.
I think, yes, thank you, Will, and I think I'll start off with everything because everybody's been moving a lot of fast, and back in my days, we had dirty dancing.
And, in the 80s?
I got a chance, the girls that didn't like me, I had a chance at least to have a chance with them. So I think I'll start off something where Mr. Marvin Gaye goes something like that. I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold on for so long. And if you come on, baby. Woo! Let's get it on. Sugar, let's get it on. You know what I'm talking about. You believe in love, let's get it on. Sing it, girl.
Let's get it on. Sam Cooke goes like this. Hey, don't know much about history. Don't know much about biology. Don't know much about the science. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. I love you.
And I know that you love me too. What a wonderful world this would be. That's what I'm trying to be, all by being an A student, baby. I could win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about biology. Don't know much about the science book. No. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know one and one is two. And I know that I can be with you. What a wonderful world this would be. Cha 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 cha.
Cha cha cha.
Ooh, my. I want to say one more time. I don't know much about history. No. Don't know much about biology. I don't know much about the science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I
love you.
And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Ooh. Oh, what a wonderful world.
Come on, baby. Somebody say it's all right. Come on.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Your body loo-de-loo.
Okay.
Oh, put your hand on your hips now. Kind of let your backbone sip. Oh, look at it. Move your body. things I wanna show ya. Come on, girl. Put your hands on your hips now. Kinda let your backbone slip.
Let your backbone slip.
Move your body all around all and just around. Shake on. One more time. Go on,
and
do it, baby. Look here one more time, say it now.
Just shake, shake.
Shake it like shake. A bowl of soup. Make your body do this. Good night, everybody. Put your hands on your hips, girl.
On your hips.
Kinda let your backbone slip.
Let your backbone slip.
Move your body all around. And just shake.
Woo! And just shake.
Save money on your home heating and electricity bills? MassSave makes it easy. MassSave is the Commonwealth's home energy savings program. How does it work? Start with a free home energy assessment. A trained energy specialist will visit and recommend improvements that are best for your home. Affordable improvements such as adding insulation can mean deep savings year after year. A free home energy assessment can be arranged by calling 866-527-7283 or by going to www.masssave.com.
Out on the road again.
Driving full force towards Amherst.
Route 95 to be exact.
Murder on the loose.
Murdered one sweet baby Lou.
We gonna find who did it.
And as we're driving, we're hearing that wind tap against the glass.
It's whispering one word.
Justice.
Justice.
And we gonna find whoever did it. Or die trying.
Do we have to die?
Do you not want to die?
Well, it's just that I have lunch plans tomorrow.
I saw your ad on Craigslist.
Hey, this is Big Daddy Lou. I'm calling from the county jail. I was just arrested. I only had one phone call, so I figured I'd call up you guys. I was wondering if you could come down here and bail me out. I'm kind of in a sticky situation, so... I think it's only like $40. If you have AAA, you might be able to get a discount. So just come down here to the jail real soon. I'm really distraught.
Ooh.
Oh, Jimmy.
That's right, baby. It's the last dance.
I feel so small in your arms.
It's because we're hitting the home stretch, baby.
Oh, take me home, Jimmy. Take me home.
We don't have to wait no more.
What are we waiting
tonight.
For?
Well, I'm gonna get you home.
My house or yours?
Either house, baby.
It doesn't matter.
I'm gonna lay you down real nice.
Lay me down.
And I'm gonna pull out just in time.
What?
Wrong!
Contraception.
Remember, there's nothing sexy about an unwanted baby.
So no glove, no love.